It's 27 past six on RN Breakfast, and James Carlton has been checking out the newspaper headlines for us. Good morning, James.
Well, good morning to you, Fran. I have, and we have in the Canberra Times to start with this paper. The property developers and investors not happy with the ACT government. The Property Council warning Canberra risks becoming a boring provincial town with a limited future unless changes to planning laws are made. Also, a senior federal public servant who bullied one of her staff remains in her job despite an investigation finding she broke the law, yet her victim's position was abolished, a similar job was created and advertised while the victim was on leave. It's the Commonwealth Public Service and the alleged victim now suing the Commonwealth Government. Also in the Canberra Times, the families of two Australian SAS soldiers who went missing during a top-secret operation in Indonesia in 1966... finally have closure. The remains have been identified and will be returned home. The two Australian soldiers were engaged in an operation in West Kalimantan during the Indonesia-Malaysia confrontation 44 years ago. Triple O Go Slow is the Sydney Daily Telegraph headline. A Freedom of Information request reveals New South Wales police response times for urgent calls is 12 minutes. Triple O callers deemed to be non-urgent are waiting more than an hour. The Northern Territory News, a professional fisherman lucky to be alive after being attacked by a saltwater crocodile off the Territory coast yesterday. The Tasmanian election is this weekend and the Labor government is dialing dirt, according to the Hobart Mercury. 20,000 recorded message phone calls made to voters. The automated message alleging a secret plan from the Greens to legalise heroin. Now a sitting Labor MP, Ross Butler, has spoken out against his own party, calling the tactics dishonest. The Melbourne Herald Sun. They say Richmond's Ben Cousin, the AFL star, is locked in a battle with his publisher and author over his explosive tell-all memoir, charting his extensive drug use and gangland connections. The paper speculates the book's three-quarters finished, but's in limbo with the author, Peter Wilmoth, no longer associated with it, and Cousins, who apparently, they say, has accepted an advance perhaps of more than $200,000, also unhappy with the current product. We have a shutdown, says the Brisbane Courier-Mail. Queensland's nightclubs and pubs will be forced to shut hours earlier under a proposed late-night licensing shake-up. It's a long-awaited parliamentary inquiry that is set to recommend a statewide winding back of 5 a.m. trading in order to fight rising alcohol-related violence. Fromelle gives up its secrets after 94 years. That's the West Australian headline. WA descendants of two World War I diggers receiving long-awaited confirmation yesterday. We also have water torture, the Adelaide Advertiser. South Australians will get at least 400 billion litres of water from the Queensland floods. But without the political support from the premiers of New South Wales and Queensland, the water could have been held up by bureaucratic red tape. We have the opposition leader in South Australia, Isabel Redman, claiming there is no deal between Rann and his Queensland, New South Wales counterparts. We'll get clarity on that, hopefully, Fran, when you speak to her later in the program.
Thanks very much, James.
No worries.
It's news time now, 6:30.